Yes, hello. My name is German. I'm not calling to sell you anything. I'm calling regarding a survey about issues facing your community regarding the school districts of Providence. We just need your opinion on these questions. So it's just a 5-minute survey. May I please have your participation?
Okay.
Your opinion
sure.
is very important. Thank you so much. Now, you are in a safe place. You are not driving to talk?
No, I'm not. I'm at home.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Making sure. Now, you are in a safe place. This is going to be continued in English. And you do you live in within Providence or outside of Providence?
Yes. In Providence.
In Providence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And your zip code, is it by chance 02909?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station or for a political party? No. Okay.
No.
Thank you. Are you or a member of your household a teacher, an employee of
yes.
a school, college? Yes. Yourself or
yes.
someone else
My
in your
husband.
Home? Your husband. So, yes. Both of you or just your husband?
Just my husband.
Okay. Thank you. And I don't need your birth date. We just need the year of your birth so we can have on record that I did speak to somebody that was over 18. May I please have your year of birth?
1962.
Thank you. And which one of the following, I don't know why this is on here. Which of the following describes you, man or a woman? I don't know why they have this. Of course, you're a woman. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic or Latino or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage, Caucasian or white? Or Asian American, African American, or black? Okay, thank you. Now, what was the last grade that you completed? Postgraduate, graduate college, you got some college in? Graduate from high school, some high school, or some grade school? Or master's?
College graduate.
Thank you.
College graduate plus.
Thank you. And how many children, if any, do you have any living in your household who are 18 or younger and from whom you are the parent or guardian?
One.
Thank you. Now, this will be changing the questions after this, because if there's a zero, the questions are different. So you're the first one to give me a number.
Okay.
Thank you. So what type of school does your child attend? Does your child attend to a homeschool? I mean, does he get homeschooled? Public, so a public charter school or a traditional public school?
Yep.
No, I know. But there's two types. The public charter schools or the traditional public schools?
Traditional.
So the regular ones. Okay. The original ones, actually, I might say.
Yes.
Awesome. Do you know the difference between the charter public schools in Providence?
Yes.
And the traditional? Okay, perfect. I'm glad that you do because it'll make this next 5 minutes easier for both. Do you have any, does your kid is going to preschool, kindergarten, fourth grade, sixth or eighth, or he's in high school already?
High school.
Okay, thank you. And what is most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or public charter school? Is it special need programs, safety, size, the graduation rate and students' outcomes, the quality of teachers, the location, the academic programs, the athletic and extracurricular activities, or others specify?
Student outcomes.
What is the most – the student outcomes. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. There's about six of them. And on each of these, tell me if you feel very unfavorable towards them, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. And if I name one that you do not know too much about, just tell me. I'll go ahead and skip it and go on to the next one. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, the first one would be the City of Providence School Board. Somewhat favorable, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Favorable.
Thank you. The Governor, Dan McKee.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Right. That is the Rhode Island Department of Education. This is the entire state. Okay. Very or somewhat?
Very.
The entire Rhode Island Department of Education, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Because some people believe that I'm still – this is only just for Providence, but that's why I made it clear. Thank you.
Oh, no. Well, and, right okay. is Providence yeah. now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, I can see that. Charge. Now, City, yeah, you're right. City of Providence Schools, Superintendent Javier Montañez. Favorable, unfavorable,
favorable.
Never heard of
him.
Somewhat
favorable.
Or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The Mayor Brett Smiley.
Very unfavorable.
And the last one would be the teachers' unions.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The next six that I'm going to read to you, no, this is five. The next five of this list are various educational institutions. On each of these, please tell me if your opinion, again, is unfavorable, very unfavorable, or favorable, or very favorable.
Okay.
Or, again, if you don't know much of it, we can skip it. The first one is the traditional public schools in Providence, where your son is going. Very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. The innovation schools in Providence.
Somewhat favorable.
The public charter schools in Providence.
Very favorable.
The magnet schools in Providence.
Very favorable.
And the last one would be the private and parochial schools in Providence.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you much. Now, would you say that public education in Providence, and this is in your own opinion, your own, yeah, just your own, would you say that they are going, the Providence is headed, the education in Providence is going in the right direction, headed in the right direction, or is it public education in Providence on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, who would you say is most responsible for the quality and of the public schools here in Providence? I'm going to read you a list of six and you tell me
okay.
which one of those would consider the most important, the most responsible for that. So the first one is the teachers' union, the state legislature, the mayor of Providence, the governor, the school board, or the superintendent at the school's district officials. Which one do you think is the most responsible for the quality? The mayor? Thank you.
The mayor.
Awesome. So thank you. And how important do you think that it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not that important, very important, somewhat important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. Now, do you think that the local public schools in Providence need a change? Not a lot, not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. From what you know or you have heard, do you oppose or favor in increasing the number of public charter schools here in Providence? Do you strongly oppose, somewhat favor, or strongly you favor that?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of 7 words. These are words and also phrases. Some of them are phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each of these, please tell me if you think that it describes that certain phrase describes it, that public charter schools very well, that phrase describes charter schools somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well, or it does not describe them at all. These are only okay. specifically for charter schools.
Okay,
okay, so that they are, the first one is that they are a tuition free. Describes very well.
Very well.
Somewhat well. Thank you. That they are open to all. Very well,
very
somewhat
well.
That they serve mostly low-income students.
Not at all. Not that well.
So then, it does not describe them at all, or does not describe them well?
Not describe it at all.
At all. Okay, thank you. That they are a non-profit.
Not at all.
Okay. That they serve mostly students of color.
Not at all.
And the last one is that they help improve the entire public school system.
Very well.
Thank you very
it.
Much. Thank you. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools became more favorable, I'm sorry, became less favorable, more favorable, or it has not changed one way or another?
Less favorable.
In your opinion. Less favorable. Yes. Okay. Now, in your own specific words, a short sentence so I can write, because I'll be writing this down, what are some of the reasons of your opinion of the traditional public schools becoming less favorable over the past year?
Oh, so much. Let me think.
Oh my goodness. But tell me,
yeah,
if you want to tell me
I'll
a lot.
Give you
tell
one
me a little
of
a little
most,
slow because I type a little. Okay, go ahead.
Probably one of the biggest reasons they're not bringing in enough teachers and not trying hard enough to get them.
Okay, thank you. One second. They are not bringing
in enough teachers.
Teachers.
And not
enough
trying
teachers
hard enough
and
to keep
not
them.
Hard enough to keep them.
I was just on the website. There's almost 400 empty jobs in the middle of the year.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That kind of makes sense as to why in the last few years the amount of students in the total district of Providence has dropped from 5,000 students.
Yep.
There's 5,000 less than probably 5 years ago. It should be
so
the opposite.
If,
because
imagine if all those were there, what would we have, 800 jobs that was needed to be filled? There's 400 now.
That is true.
You never heard
that
of this
sense.
Because my husband taught about 15 years ago, and in the middle of the year, you'd be lucky if there was one job posted because someone died or got sick. To have this many jobs
goodness.
That are unfilled every day, it's crazy.
But I think it's happening not just in Rhode Island. I think it's happening in a lot of states. Or
it is.
In the world
yep.
since
it's
COVID started, to be honest with you.
And
yeah,
in other
but it's happening
too. But the capital
yeah.
city is showing it the most in Rhode Island.
But you can see the effect strongly, mostly on states like Rhode Island because of its size.
Yep.
That's why it's actually, to me, it's more hurtful for a smaller state than for California or Texas. That are, if they were to be countries themselves, they would be well off
yep.
because
like
of the amount of people that they have.
We would expect to hear those numbers in a big state. You're right. Like in a small state, it seems unheard of.
It would affect, and it can make an effect in a bad change because of the fact that it's a small state. Yeah. So
it's
an
so
issue.
Funny you quote,
I mean,
we were just talking about this, my husband and I, and I said, you know, I'm sick of seeing
the buses. That is really weird.
The buses driving around with hiring, teaching Providence, hiring, but, you know, all the billboards in the world are not bringing the people through the door and trying to keep them.
True, and then you get us and calling some, and then you get somebody calling you regarding a survey about the schools.
I know,
in
it's funny.
So if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Providence, would you be more or less likely to vote for them? Or would it not make any effect on your vote towards them?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you. We are almost done. We're about 81%.
Okay.
So thank you so much for your time. Now, how likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school? Not at all likely, not too likely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. And the following two statements I'm about to read to you about your community, referring to your neighborhood as well, please tell me if you represent, how it makes you feel about this community. Not well at all, not too well, somewhat well or very well. So the first statement would be, improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community. So very well, somewhat well, not too well. The next statement would be, increasing the ability of public charter schools would improve local schools in my community.
Very well.
Thank you. Now, moving on, the state took over the Providence School District in 2019 and are responsible for managing the city's schools. Do you approve or do you disapprove of the state taking over the Providence Public School District, including the state assuming control of the school's budget, programs, and personnel of the district's 41 schools? Do you strongly approve? Somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, which one of the following statements comes closer to your point of view about the city's public schools next year? that they should be returned to local control in Providence, given the improvement in these schools over the last few years, or they should remain under state control until more improvements have been made?
They should remain under state control.
And thank you. The next one is, the city of Providence will be investing $500 million in school buildings. Which one comes closer to your point of view about the priority for this money? The first one would be that the funds should be used to repair and fix existing school buildings, or that the funds should be used to build new schools? Both or neither?
Should be used to build new schools.
Thank you. Now, if you learn that in the last few years, so I was just mentioning a minute ago, the number of students in Providence City Schools have dropped from 24,000 to 19,000. Which one comes closer to your point of view? Providence should keep the number of schools we have today and keep students closer to their homes, or that Providence should have fewer schools than today, should have fewer schools than today, but build newer schools with better facilities?
The second one.
Thank you.
Build newer, yes. Yeah.
And how much have you seen, or you have read, or you have heard of, that starting next year, the Providence voters will once again be able to vote on to electing someone of the members of the city schools board? Have you heard something, nothing, a little, a lot?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. Okie dokie, so we have three more questions, and these are just for statistical purposes only. And are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent, a retired, or unemployed looking for a job?
Retired.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong one, a not-so-strong one, or a lean one?
Strong.
Thank you. And the last one is, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You were wonderful, and you have a wonderful rest of this day, and
you
happy new year to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.